Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly quarters for muster. My greetings today go out to all of Captain Joe's people who work so hard for the grand celebration of my 50th, although I keep saying it's my 50th, but we all know that it's not really. It was really my 90th birthday. There are those who think that I have far exceeded the allotted time that I should have had, and those who came thinking that they were coming to my either funeral or memorial service instead of my birthday celebration were doomed to disappointment. It was, in fact, a splendid, more than just a splendid occasion, and in fact, so much so, because I'm going to devote almost all of my program today to talking about it, because there are things that I learned. There are people that came and people who sent messages from whom I had not heard for some time. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about life and philosophy, and I'm going to take the whole half hour to talk about it because there were so many things that happened, and I am even now, even this very minute, still working around in my mind some of the things that happened and some of the wonderful people who were part of the whole celebration. The binnacle list today has no malignant entries on it. It has mostly good things in the sense that all of the people who have been on the binnacle list for the last couple of weeks are doing either holding their own steady as she goes or are improving. I've talked a little bit about my young friend Kurt, who is the son of one of my brother icebreaker captains. We've talked about them, about Kurt on this program. And Kurt was in his wheelchair, but he and his much-loved parents were at the celebration on Saturday night. And although our conversation was short, it was significant because I was able to remark that whether or not the binnacle list itself has any influence on people getting better, I hope it does, because what happens is that when I put someone on the binnacle list, then all of Captain Joe's people all over the world are focused on that person. Another one was my dear and good friend, General Joe Ulatowski, whose wife died just 5 weeks ago, and he was there, and in fact, he and I were sitting together at the front or the bow of the venue. And he and I had a chance to have some elder statesman conversations, and he made some remarks when it was time for people to make remarks. My young friend Sean, who has been under both scrutiny and treatment for a very significant cancer, is doing better. My friend Pam, who is proclaiming that she need not be on the binnacle list, but I pointed out to her that it is the captain who decides who is on and off the binnacle list, and she needs to be there for a while. So all of these people who are Captain Joe's people, all of you on the Coast Guard Channel who have had all different kinds and significances of medical, mental, physical, financial, all different kinds of reasons to be on the binnacle list, know that you are, as always, in the palm of my hand, and that we are going to see the sunshine as the sun rises in the east this morning, right next to Mount Rainier. An absolutely beautiful morning this morning. So I've a number of things to say about the celebration of my 90th or 50th or whatever year you want to call it. It really is my 90th. And I have several things to say about it because there were so many things that happened. So let me start with a heartfelt, more than heartfelt, thanks to all of the people that made it happen. The task force was headed up by Michelle, my neighbor next door, the lady who owns all of the kitty vending machines that we have spotted all over the magical Isle of Vashon, and from whom came my sailor. And when some time ago I had said that I had booked the open space for the celebration of my 50th/90th birthday, she said, "May I take over the planning of that?" And I, of course, said that I would be delighted and honored, and I was, and I am. And she did an absolutely splendid job, and I know that I'm not going to be able to say the names of all of the people, but this is one of those you know who you are kinds of things. She put together a what we call in the military a task force, an organization which is put together to accomplish a particular mission, and then it is disbanded, but in this case, of course, it is not going to be disbanded. There were a lot of people that came to be here, and I have one of my families right here in the studio with me. Sitting across from me is Ivy Laurel, and Ivy was one of my civilian employees when I was the commander in Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan in the Great Lakes. So, Ivy, it's your turn to speak into that microphone, and let me make sure that, yep, you are on. So, deliver greetings to your captain and to the world, because this is the voice of Vashon. I have to say this for the FCC. This is the voice of Vashon. It is streaming live on voiceofvashon.org, and it is Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band. And I want you to tell the people all over the world, because there are listeners in Singapore, there are listeners in Stockholm for sure, and how it was that you and I came together as friends, and why I am now part of, and you are part of, our family. It's over to you.
Well done. Well done. Hi, everyone. I'm Ivy, and I am sitting across from this iconic person that we all love, called Captain Joe Cappy. The one thing that struck me the other night was I have always felt that when I was with Captain Joe, a.k.a. my counselor, therapist, that I was the only one in the world, because he has an effect. When you are talking with him, you've probably noticed that he listens completely. You are the only one in the world to him at that time. And I was struck by how many people feel exactly that way, because I spoke with them and they're like, you know, Captain Joe, he's just so much to me and to my family. And that must make you feel very proud, Captain.
It does.
Because there aren't a lot of people who will give you their unwavering attention when you have a problem or you want to share a story. And you're just that person to so many. And I love the fact that they had the video of the people that couldn't be there, your family from so far away. It was a wonderful night with some definite surprises. And I loved the smile on your face. And I loved the fact that you got up and you danced with such abandon as though you could have gone on all night. It was a wonderful, wonderful night. And how we met, I'm not telling anybody how we met, because I don't like your version of it, actually. But we met when I was civil service at Group Sioux, and Captain was the commanding officer there for 3 of the 5 years that I was there. The one thing that I remember and have never forgotten was the fact that he told his troops, "I want no whining, mewling, or puking." And I think he kind of still lives by that today, because if you are one of his people, he probably doesn't like it if you do any of those things. but he will listen with compassion to anything that you have to say to him. I love you, Captain.
So that is kind of a sample of the kind of thing that I heard several times during the evening. I have been part of Ivy's family for all of those years. What are we?
Many years. Count, 40,
from 70.
77, 78, yeah.
So.
Lots of Christmas parties.
Oh, my goodness. We're not going to describe.
No.
Good. Okay. We're not going to do that.
No, we're fine.
And with Ivy is her much-loved husband, David. And David is observing as we do this broadcast together, but is chosen for reasons which are certainly sufficient unto the needs thereof for the captain to not make any remarks himself. Ivy referred to surprises, so here's one of the surprises. Here on the island, we have a coffee stand, and the coffee stand is owned by a young lady by the name of Sarah. And whenever I'm in town and my coffee mug is empty, I swing by and I get a coffee from the beautiful Sarah. The first time I drove through there, I noticed that Sarah was wearing a dress. She's a young and beautiful girl. And I noticed that she was wearing a dress. And I said, Sarah, I just really like that a lot. And she said, Captain, I always wear a dress. And so whenever I go through, Sarah and I take a little bit of time to talk to each other about what's going on. And I always compliment her because she always looks beautiful in whatever dress she's wearing. And I have never, ever seen her wearing anything except a dress. Somehow or other, Michelle and Sarah got together, and it turns out that Sarah is a part of a belly dancing group. Michelle said, Captain, you're in for a real surprise, and here comes Sarah and her two friends, this time attired not in dresses, but in authentic and legitimate costumes that go with that particular artistic discipline. And it was absolutely beautiful. Now, if all of you who are Captain Joe's people and you have never seen any of this, come here and I bet I can get Sarah to put together another one of those dance performances. It was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And no more could your captain have been surprised and gobsmacked than to have that happen. And the three of them had little captain's caps. And as part of the dance, they came out and danced around your captain and put the caps on my head. Well, that was only part of it. Because another thing that happened was at the time that the cake was to come out, instead of the actual cake that was cut up, there was a very large replica cake, several layers. It took both my son and my son-in-law to push it out. It was so big. And they pushed it out into the center of what then became the dance floor, and this beautiful girl pops up out of the cake. And not only does she sing the birthday song, but then she sang a number of other songs.
Beautiful.
So one of the other people that was there was my great-granddaughter, Isla. And Isla decided that she needed as well to pop out of the cake. And so somebody took her around and showed her how to get into the cake. And I had not only this lovely lady who sang the birthday song, but my great-granddaughter. The cake itself, that was the one to be cut up to celebrate my 50th/90th birthday, was on top of it a scale model of my North Wind. There's some wonderful photographs of my admiring this thing, and I said, I can't cut it. So the task and the mission of cutting the cake, I was relieved of that so that I would not have to cut into my North Wind myself. because I had taken very good care of her in the years that I was her captain, and she certainly took good care of me and all of my crew. So I couldn't cut it, but somebody else did. And I got to talk about the music a little bit, because I had gone to a friend, an island friend, who is one of the people that works with me every year on the lighthouse, and who is also one of the island musicians. And I had said, Gene and Dan, a married couple, and I said, I'd really appreciate it if you would organize all of the music for me. And I want to make sure that anyone who would like to be a part is not left out. So Gene and Dan, there were five different music groups. Four of them were island groups, and one of them came from far away, and one of them was Anastasia, my friend Anastasia, and her husband Aaron, about whom I've talked here, because Anastasia is the lady of the kumul cloth. For all of you who go out into the, all of you ladies who squat to pee out in the bushes when you go camping, you need a kumul cloth. Anastasia and Aaron were also among the five groups that played. From 4 o'clock until we closed down at, what, 10 o'clock, Ivy, around there? There was constant music. And at the end, as Ivy had alluded to, there was dancing, and your captain did reasonably well. The people that came were much-loved people, not just from the island, but from a long way away. Ivy and David came from the Midwest. My XO from Unimac was sitting at my table with and his son, RJ, with the general and the general's daughter, who was his wheelchair pusher. And at the same time, there were so many people that could not be there. And they had sent messages. So from my Stockholm family, who I will see in just a month or so, they sent a film clip of them holding signs and singing off key. And messages came from Andy and Cece, my Amsterdam friends, who also should have been there and could not be there. And there were people that were connected to all of the different things that I have tried to do with varying degrees of success as living here on the magical Isle of Vashon. People that were connected, we were all connected together through, for example, Vashon Community Care or Point Robinson in the Vashon Park District. The people who got up and spoke were telling stories that, in some cases, they were things that my commitment to them was then and is now, with anybody who comes and wants to spend some time and have captain's time. Things that they had decided that they were going to share and to disclose. Whenever somebody who is one of Captain Joe's people feels that they want, need some captain's time, we go into a compartment. I create a compartment for each one of my people. The boundaries of that compartment are watertight bulkheads. Whatever we talk about stays within that compartment, is not shared with anybody else. So when, in two instances, people got up and told stories about the things that we had discussed, it was to them to disclose those things. One of the things that I saw, and one of the things that I noticed, and one of the things that I had wanted to have happen was that there not be groupings according to the different organizations and groups that I have worked with. I wanted people to be mixed up. And although we had originally intended to do this by a system of place cards, it didn't quite work out. What did work out, though, was that every single person that was there has a Christmas tree ornament. Because one of the things that Michelle and her task force did was that they took seashells from our beaches here on the island and created a Christmas tree ornament, and each one of those ornaments had a picture of some connection to me. One of my ships, a couple of them I think had little photographs of the Shackleton Memorial Library in Cambridge. But each person came away with a memento of the evening, and that memento was a Christmas tree ornament, and they are stuck for the rest of their lives with something that was part of my life. When you walked in, when I walked in, the task force had put together a photo gallery. On one of the bulkheads of this gallery was a big sign, and under that, and it said, Captain Joe's Commands. And it had photographs of all of the ships that I had commanded, all six of them. And one of those ships, my XO in that ship, was with me. Another panel showed some of the photographs that were taken of Mary's in my life here on the magical Isle of Vashon. I don't know where they got some of these photographs because they did not come from me, although I furnished several albums to Michelle. But these photos, some of them came from places I know not. There are some of them that go all the way back to my childhood. I did have a childhood. You, I did not.
There was a picture of you as a baby.
Of me as a baby?
A baby, yes.
Well, that one, I hope that one got sent to the Deep Six, the recycle to the shredder. Anyway, so you walk in and here's this, and here is this portrait gallery. The photographs in particular of people that I have loved who are no longer with us were particularly poignant to me, and that set the theme for me for the day, for the night. People, I was being surrounded by so much love and so much respect and so much affection and so much regard that by the end of the evening, even I could hardly stand. And so in order for me to fulfill my obligation as the dancer in chief, the captain dancer, we had to pull a chair out into the middle of the dance floor. And I sat in the captain's chair out in the middle of the dance floor. We had food. We had a great, great dinner. A steak dinner for those who ate steak and salmon for those who did not eat meat. And even a vegetarian meal for those who ate neither fish nor meat. The people who catered it, this little gal came up to me and she said, Captain Joe, happy birthday. And I looked at her and I thought that she was probably Filipino. And I said, what is your ethnic origin? And she said, I'm Filipino. And I said, oh my goodness, I have been shipmates with many, many Filipino people. You remember Johnny Demoplin? And who was my chief yeoman in the Sioux?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He used to say, no hunky punky, Captain. So I said, you do me great honor by doing this. And she said, no, you do us great honor by having us cater the meal. And lovely, lovely Filipino people. It was a wonderful dinner. And it started out with a buffet line for hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a full bar. But the only hard alcohol was, I had been asked, when you were drinking, what was your favorite hard alcohol. And I said, well, I drank just about everything. The one thing I wouldn't drink was gin. And I told the story about my mother and I being drinking buddies, and I'd go away on a deployment and then come back and we would have martinis together. So I said, vodka martini. So on the bar, you could go and you could have a vodka martini, and it was Captain Joe's vodka martini. Other than that, beer and wine, sufficient, more than sufficient unto the needs thereof. No one went thirsty during the evening. Is that true, Iving Arl? Nobody?
Totally, yes. Okay. No one went thirsty.
All right. Great. And everybody had plenty to eat, and there was music that played the whole evening long, and these surprises just kept coming out. They just came out of the, came out.
And there was a lot of visiting between people who would tell their own stories about you. It was nice. I could see that all over the whole room. There were a lot of people there, Captain. 150, I heard.
150 people?
Yeah.
Well, I think some of them took a wrong turn and ended up in the O space thinking that they were headed for the ferry. but since it was free to them, meal and drinks and entertainment.
And you look beautiful in your tux.
Oh, yes, I wore a tux.
Yes.
I was thinking, working on getting dinner dress blue jacket. Oh, that reminds me. One of my Coast Guard captain friends who lives here on the island, Ron and Laura.
The black dear, shoe store.
Dear, dear friends. He came in service dress white. And I thought, wow, maybe I should have done that. And then I looked down, and instead of wearing the white shoes, he was wearing black shoes. And I said, Captain, why are you wearing black shoes with this uniform? Captain Joe, we couldn't find my white shoes. I don't know where they are. And rather than not having any shoes at all, I decided to wear black shoes, and you can put me on report. And I said, you're on report. So, and then Kurt's family came, and Kurt. And then there were so many people, and they got up and they told, I don't know if all of these things are true. Probably some exaggeration.
Highly likely that they were. Highly likely.
So, anyway, in just 1 minute, I've come to the end of my time for this time around. It remains then for me to, first of all, thank Ivy and David for coming and being here, staying with me in Captain's Quarters.
Thank you.
All of the things that we have been able to do together. We've been out to the lighthouse. We've been out to see the troll, which is not part of my tour. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for that. We're going to be together later this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we do a family gathering in the Midwest, and we're going to do it again this year. I have to thank people that I've not even gotten close to yet, close to mentioning yet. There's just not enough time to do it all. I'm not even beginning to be adequate and suitable and complete in my thanks and appreciation. In my own remarks, I told a story about my own my feelings were right after Mary died, and that I had done an evaluation of myself, and I had not given myself a very good report card. And I bring this up here because I've talked about that before on this broadcast with all of Captain Joe's people. And I do it again because it's important that when we take on the obligations of many, many people, that we do the best that we can and that we pay attention to what's going on. So we have now come to the end of our time this week. I will be here a week from today, and then on the evening of that day, I fly to Vermont and fly through the night to Vermont to be with my recently widowed sister. We've talked about that on this broadcast as well. If you think that the 90th was the end point for me, It is not, because my report on myself for the binnacle list is that after the celebration, I have started on the chemical routine, which is going to wrestle this little problem that I've developed right down to the ground. So we have many miles to steam together. Know how much I love and respect and admire every one of Captain Joe's people. Take care of each other as the week goes by. We'll be together again next week. Watch out for each other's six. This is, as always, we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. And as always, this is your Captain Joe on station and watching properly.